One science and technology area expected to keep rolling towards reality this year is driverless cars. They're also known as autonomous vehicles. Industry experts say much work is needed before we could see such vehicles in southeastern Wisconsin. Still, a lot of time and money are being spent on the concept, including elsewhere in the Midwest. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
At a 32-acre proving ground called M City on the University of Michigan campus, we're about to go for a demonstration ride.
All right, everybody buckle up.
M City lab director Greg McGuire is our guide. Four of us are sitting in a Lincoln MKZ sedan that's been modified to allow a programmed computer to tell it where to go. Soon, we're riding through a mock city.
We're in automated mode, yeah, now. I don't know if you can see from where you are, but the steering wheel is moving on its own.
It's not a totally autonomous vehicle. A graduate student sits at the steering wheel, ready to take over if needed. But during the 10-minute ride, paying attention to the road is not a top priority, one of the advantages touted by promoters of driverless cars. Other advocates say autonomous vehicles will also be able to take you to the doctor if you're sick and keep you on the road if you're sleepy. Also on the visit to M City, about a dozen members of the Society of Environmental Journalists ride in an electric shuttle bus made by the French firm Navya. Our guide there is project manager Sarah Wentzloff, who says the rubber-tired bus rolls on the pavement but uses fixed-route technology, as if it was on a train track. Wentzloff also says safety is a priority.
If there's an obstacle in its way, the vehicle will stop. That obstacle could be a car, it could be a squirrel running across the road, it could be a person walking, it could be a parked vehicle.
Also for safety reasons, the top speed of the bus is only 12 miles per hour, and there's a human conductor who can maneuver the shuttle if needed. Still, Michigan is excited enough about the technology that the driverless bus has been used off and on for about 6 months on a 2-mile loop in a quieter part of the campus. M City is hardly the only place in the Midwest where work with autonomous vehicles is underway. The Navya shuttle bus has also been tested on the UW-Madison campus, and owners of a private test track in Burlington, southwest of Milwaukee, report they have several clients. The largest test site in the U.S. for self-driving cars is in Ypsilanti, Michigan, at the American Center for Mobility. Several automaking and communications companies are investors in testing vehicles on 500 acres. During a bus tour, Center Vice President Mark Chappett talked about the need for some autonomous vehicles to connect.
How vehicles communicate to vehicles, how vehicles communicate to the infrastructure, all that can be demonstrated here and work out all the bugs here in a controlled environment.
But the cost of working out the bugs and keeping them out worries Sam Abdulsamad. He's with the management consultant firm Navigant Research. Abdulsamad says if driverless cars are marketed, potential buyers will realize they'll need occasional software and security updates.
A premium customer might be willing to pay, you know, the upfront cost for that or pay an extra subscription to get those updates. But for a mainstream customer, the affordability starts to degrade very rapidly.
Abdulsamad says autonomous vehicles might have a smoother financial road when used in car sharing or with industrial truck fleets. Foxconn has said it may want to use some driverless or partly automated trucks or shuttle buses at the huge factory it's building in Racine County. But even that use will be at least several years away. Meanwhile, even partly automated cars face somewhat of an image problem. A few fatal or injury-causing crashes have taken place. And the New York Times reported this week more than 24 attacks with knives or rocks on driverless vehicles in Arizona, possibly triggered by dislike of technology or fear of losing driving jobs. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.